Right, so the Gemara on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph on the fifth line. Amar of Gido Amar Rav. I have Kusa Tzikla Masachem Behu Avagav Da Gidei Agad Bidei Shemayim Lo Shmei Aged. And also Avagav Da Hadar Agid Lahu Ike Bechad Lo Shmei Aged. Alright, so what do we say so far? We're talking about last time we talked about things that were not able to be used as chach because they were bundled up. So now we're saying, go back a bit. Similar to what I was saying yesterday about the... Oh, no, it's in the right place. Okay. Yeah, so we were talking yesterday about tzchach that was bundled up. So you know it's kosher material, we can't use it because it's in bundles. So now we're saying that... Yeah, Afkusa Tetikla is the offshoots of a date palm. So those are allowed to be used as chach. I say, even though they seem to be bound together, Rashi says that the branches are bound together at the bottom, so it's considered like a bundle. And we say, obviously, bundles, we said, was a problem. So since it's natural to be deshamayim, that's not considered a bundle. And even though you then bundle them on top, that is also not a problem, because if you bind around a single object, that is not a bundle as well. Basically the way they did this was... Yeah, so the parts that shoot out, they have to bind them together in order to hold. So we said, but they do it one by one. I don't think they have a picture of it, but they showed. No picture. Okay. Similarly, Amar Chistam Ravina Barshila, Hani Dukri Dekani Misachem Behu. So these, the stalks of the cane plants, you can't use this chach. Avagav Dagidu Ninhu. Even though they are bundled together, b'deshamayim lo shmei yeged. How God the Hadar Gelu, he gave a chal lo shmei yeged, as I said before. That natural bundle also bundling around itself, or one object. Taina miyachi karnim tzakarnim misachim behen. So there's a price that tells us this, that the reeds and the cane, stalks of the cane, you're allowed to use as tzach. Karnim pshita, of course reeds. Being what's pshita, they're davar sheinim makabel tumah, as well as they grow from the ground and it's not bundled. So what's the chiddush? Ema kanim shel dekranim misachim behen. When may use cane plants of many stalks? So you get cane reeds and cane stalks. Kanim is cane stalks and dekranim is does your tapered poles. So, even if it's of many stalks, you could still use the cane plants. Fine. So that is that. V'amarachista amaravina barshila. Something of the same amara. Hani marisa d'agma. This maror of the marsh, swamp. Adam yaitse v'eni techavesa v'pesach. You can use to fulfill your chiyuv of maror on Pesach. Mesvei, but we have a brisa that says Ezo, the pasuk says Ezo. Below Ezo of Yavan, you can't use a Greek Ezo. Below Ezo of Kochli, not a blue Ezo. Below Ezo of Midbari, nor a desert Ezo. Below Ezo of Romi, nor a Roman Ezo. Below Ezo of Sheshel Shem Levi, or any Ezo that has an accompanying name. So there are four contexts the Torah prescribes to use Ezo. Does anyone know what they are?
What is Ezov again?
A hyssop.
Hyssop branch. Barbamina? Carbamina?
Maybe. Nope.
Let me think.
Something regarding the tabernacle?
Sort of, I guess, maybe. Okay. When they smear the blood on doorposts in Egypt, on the Karm Pesach. Right?
Mm-hmm. How's that hyssop? Oh, they use
hyssop. Okay, I thought it was about the Mami Shahor. No, that's something else. I forgot the exact pasuk. Anyway, that's one. Number two is the tara, the purification of a mitzora, someone that's saras. Number three is to make the to burn the para duma. Number four is to sprinkle the water that's mixed with the ash of the para duma onto a person or a kli that has tumas meis.
Tumas meis.
They became tummy through a dead body.
Abba via tumma.
Huh?
Grandfather of tumma.
Right, then abba tumma from a mace.
No, it would be abi ab.
No, the abi ab is the corpse itself. Right. So in all these cases, when it says azo, so it has to be just a regular hyssop and not a fancy cut type of hyssop. Amrabaye. Wait, so that's a problem, because by our context, it says Torah says to eat marah, right? Amasasum marah miyachlahu. So you know marah now is only derabanan, because the marah that we're supposed to have, be the raisa, is only in conjunction with the Karban Pesach, whereas masah, we have a separate pasuk teaching us you should sell masah either way. Marah is only derabanan, but it says, it just says marah. So seemingly, if we take this rule of azo, then the Torah says azo, it means just regular azo. So tomorrow should be any regular marah, and not this marisa to agma. So it's that's a problem. So I'm Rabbi Yekol Shishtama Shema Koyta Matzim Tayra. What's the Tarvik Pida Alav Yadua Sheish Hashem Levai? Yadua Sheish Hashem Levai. So if the name was changed before Matzim Torah, and then the Torah was machfit by telling us that there was a Shem Levai, an accompanying name, and we can't use it, so that is a problem. Meaning if we had this Maror, let's take the Yeso. So the Torah knew, quote unquote, before Matan Torah there already existed, let's say, the blue Azov, right? So when the Torah says Azov, that's to exclude a blue Azov. But Bahani, this Maror, Lon Shana Shema, you called it Matan Torah Klal. It did not have its name changed before Matan Torah at all. The name change took place afterwards. So Maror Marisa de Agma was just called Maror. So it's completely okay. Rava Amar, Honey Marisa Stama Shemayu. No, it was never. It's not called Marisa Dagma. It's just called Mamar. What's called Marisa Dagma? Should there's talk of Bagma. If you don't know where to find it, like finds it at the swamp, but it's not its actual name. Okay, fine. Amar Chista, Eged Bechad Lo Shmei Eged. If you bundle with one, we said that's not an Eged. We said that before. Shalosh, if you bundle three things together, Shmei Eged. That's a bundle. Shnayim Machlokes Rabbi Yosi Rabbanon. That's Machlokes Rabbi Yosi and Rabbanon. It's not. It says Ezo Shlosha Klachim. The mitzvah of Ezov, again for the Parah Duma, is three stalks. Van Shlosha Givolim. And there are three stems. So each one stem per stalk. Rabbi Yosi Yomer. Mitzvah Ezov Shlosha Givolim. Shiara of Shnayim. So you need three stems. Right? If two of them remain, that's okay. If one falls out, but a garduma of kol shehu, and if you have a stub, you have a little bit of a stem, that's enough. So you could even have two stubs, right? Because it says here that the stems of the azo are relatively soft, and after you use them so many times, they break. So the stubs, as long as you have part of two stems, if you have stubs of two stems, that is okay, according to BLC. Goes Alkadaitin, so I would have thought Midashiar Shnayim. That's it, we need two stems to go. So Namishtayim, that we need to start with two stems. Being the bad two stems is okay, means I need to start with two stems. I have to tell you Shlosha Lemitzvah. Three is only in the Chatzilah. Meaning ideally you should have three, but having two is okay. But Rabbi Yossi Shlosha Lemitzvah, and since Rabbi Yossi would then say three is a mitzvah, the Chatzilah, the Rabban Shlosha Akim, the Rabbanon would require three. And if you have two, that would not be good. Yes, Tanya, but learn in Brisa. Is this the Tanya ben Yehusa or not? No. Not yet. Rabbi Yossi over. Rabbi Yossi says, Ezov, Shet, Chilasa, Shnaim, Shirav, Echad, Fasol. An Ezov that has two stems originally, and one is left over. That's Fasol, Vena, Kosh, Achet, Shlosha, Achet, Chilasa, Shlosha, Shirav, Shnaim. Therefore, Ipach, Rabbi Yossi, Shlosha, La'akev, Rabbanon, Shlosha, Ritza. So Rabbi Yossi holds that three is Ma'akev, you need to have three, but according to the Rabbanon, three is only a din chatzila, but you can have two. Vesanya. Now, normally Vesanya is brought as a kasha, as a question. Rashi says here Vesanya benichusa. This is as a raya, as a proof. Ezo shetzila. So shnayim shiarav kasha vein. Apostle achay tzila. So shiarav echad. But it's not possible until you have one stem and a bit of a stem. You need to have two full steps. Shiarvecha pasul. How shiarvecha kosher? How can you say shiarvecha pasul? We said before it's kosher. In the beginning of the brisa, Ella, Ema Ache Tehei Trilosok Sheirav Echad. Ache Tehei Trilosok Sheirav Echad. So it's only pasul when in the beginning it had one stem. At one step. Okay, so now we discuss which is Rabbi Yossi, which is Rabbanan. Fine. More bundled tzrach. Darsh Mareimar. Hani isu raisa to surah misachem behu. You could use the bundles of surah as tzrach. Surah is a place similar to, close to where Syria is nowadays.
Syria, yeah.
Avagav to Agdan, even though they're bundled. Because that's only when they sell them, they bundle it so that they sell it as a unit. But it's not naturally supposed to be bundled. Fine. I'm Rabbi Abba. Hani Tzrifi Dior Bani. Their huts made of willow branches. Picture book actually does have this. Here, this is what I'm talking about.
Don't.
Right. So really these are plants and they're bundled. You see they're bundled at the bottom, they're tied at the bottom, and they're bundled at the top. They come to a point. See right here. They come to a point at the top. So came with Jocha Roshay Madanushelohan since the top is bundled, Kasherin. Lucky they made the sorry, but the problem is that they're bundled on the bottom. How's that allowed? Our papa to Shari Lahu. He untied them. I'm Ravuna Braidar Yeshua. Sorry, Ravuna Braidar Yeshua Amar. Sorry, Desharilu means, yeah, he untied them, but left the braid intact. So, this was still intact, but these were loose. No, sorry, this one. You see, there's a little knot here that's holding it all together. So, he undid this knot, but all these braids were still there. Even if the knot is still there, it's still okay. It's called again. Any bundle is not made in a manner that allows it to be carried is not deemed a bundle. If you're trying to carry this, since they're so thin, they would fall out anyway. So that is not a problem at all. Ah, it's fun stuff. Okay. I'm Rabbi Abba Mershmuel. Yerakol Shem Chachamim Adam Yotzei Ben Yedei Choso Pesach. Going back to our discussion of Maror. It's actually talking about Maror and Tzach. So, it's really more going on the Tzach, not the Maror, but we talked about Maror, so we're going to come back to it briefly. So, the vegetables that you're allowed to use for Maror, the Mishnah Pesach and Davlam Tesman Alphas, five types of vegetables that you can use for Maror. So, these five vegetables. They bring in some of the ain't cold some of they do not block some of so we know this. We talked about Dav Dalit about some of Soho, right? So he said if you have a dead body in a room, right? So what happens? The tumma goes up to the ceiling and bounces off, right? And the whole room becomes tumma. So that is provided there's a space between the floor and the ceiling of a tefach. Right? If it's less than a tefach, then the tumma goes straight up, penetrates the ceiling. Right?
Yeah.
So you say anything on top of a tumma. So, mevi'enes ha'tumma, if you have these leaves that you could be used as maror. So if it's acting as a roof, right? And then there's a dead body, and let's say a cup under it, under the roof. So, and there's a space of a tefach. So that works, meaning the cup now becomes tamei due to masala. However, ve'ein chotzim v'matama. If let's say the cup was on top of the leaf, right, and there was not, even if there was a space of a tapach, so we should say that, right? So there's a cup over here, this cup will become tamei, because there's a space of a tapach, right? There's a cup over here, it would also become tamei. Now that doesn't make sense, because we want to say this cup becomes tamei, there's not a space of a tapach here, so that's tumah penetrates. What is tumah penetrating here? We'll have to discuss that in a second. So that's the second din. And third din, posa besukah b'shem avir. It cannot be used as schach, these leaves, because of air. See what that means. My time. Oh, why do we say this? Since that when the leaves dry, they crumble up and they fall, disintegrate basically. Command to less new dummies as if they're not there. Okay, so now we need to talk about this. As so we have two contradictory rules. One tells me that the leaf acts as a roof to bring in tumma on the inside, but it doesn't prevent tumma from coming outside. So why is that? Because it's only a dindarabanan. Because the Rabbanim were concerned that if you were to read the Raisa, these leaves are totally fine as a roof. Meaning, if there's something under, it will become tamei, but if there's something above, it won't become tamei. Or the Rabbanim were concerned that if it were to dry up, since it would eventually crumble, it wouldn't be existent. And maybe a crumble you wouldn't notice. So therefore, something on top would actually be tamei, because it'd be no roof. And you would be able, and then you would use it thinking it's tahor, but it's actually tamei. So the Rabbanu goes there that the thing on top should become tamei even if there is a space of a tefach. Why then is it that something next to it in the same room is going to be tamei? Why is it act as a roof? Because that's the din d'oraisa. So you can't change the din d'oraisa for a kula, but you can be machnish. That's what we're doing. It's contradictory, but it works, right? Follow that?
Yeah.
Okay. Similarly, because it is as if it's not there, it's not a sukkah, because a sukkah cannot have an empty space in the schach. It can have puzzle schach, but can't have air. Okay.
What do you mean it can't have an empty space in the schach?
Let's say you have a sukkah.
Yeah.
Then you have a schach.
Yeah.
Schach. A giant hole. Giant hole going to the wall. Now we talked about Dofen Akuma, if you remember, that the wall bends to the sach. That's only if there's sach puzzle in between, but not air. Meaning if it's open to the air, that's a problem. So we say that since these leaves are consistent, they're not there, it's basically open up to the air.
I mean, naturally, a sach has open spaces.
Right. We're saying, no, whatever the size of open space, that's a problem.
But what is that? I guess.
I don't remember offhand. Let me see if I can find it. Three tefachim.
Okay.
We got three tefachim together. That's, I think, that would be lovely, no? Right, because three tefachim we could say lavan if it's within three tefachim. We say that we could put them together. Well, we can't say lavan on more than three tefachim. Okay. Good question. Yeah. V'amarai barab v'amarabi abba amaravuna haboitzer the gas ain't no yadais. V'nasi bargad amaravuna hakoitzer schach ain't no yadais. So I said, if you harvest grapes to make wine, they do not have yadais. And if you harvest grain to make schach, there is no yadais. So what are yadais? There's a mesech de Mishnah, it's called Meseches Uktzin. Why is Meseches Uktzin famous? The last mesech in all Mishnahs. What are Uktzin? Stems. The dinner tumor called a yad. If I have a food, food is makabel tumor. If I'm tummy and I touch a grape, that grape becomes tummy. What if I touch it by its stem?
Also becomes tummy.
Right, so that sometimes. So that would become tummy, and the grape will become tummy as well. That's called a yad. There's certain circumstances in which the stem is a yad, certain circumstances in which it's not a yad. That's the same zuchzen. So he said, if you harvest grapes for wine, it's not a yad. Similarly, if you harvest grain to make the straw schach, that's also not a yad. Meaning if I were to touch it, the food attached to it now becomes tummy. So why is that? Why is it not a yad in these cases? Madam or koitzer, kol shekein baitzer. So it says that koitzer, by harvesting grain, that's not a yad. Kal v'chomer, he says, by boats, or all the more so, by grapes. Because when you're making wine, you don't want the stems for the grapes. Because when you make wine, the stems absorb the juice coming out of the grapes, and you don't want that. You want it for yourself. And the stems are just waste. They don't do anything constructive in the wine. So you don't want them there, so they're not considered a yad. They don't have that status. But the one that says that grapes do not have yados, maybe they do by grain. You can't necessarily say they're the same. Why? Because maybe I want to be to have the grain first. That straw does not scatter. The grain holds a straw in place, and if the grain is there, the straw is scattered. Now, this is just a thought question. What's grain? What do I do with grain?
Generally, you grind it into wheat, or you grind it into food.
Like okay, so I eat it. What is food? Food is
grain.
Yes, but what special quality does food have that may or may not
makabel tuma?
Exactly. Food is makabel tuma. So I can't use food for mashah, right?
Yes. Oh, so I can use grain?
Yeah.
Because you haven't made it food yet.
No, it's edible.
But it's not set aside for food yet.
What?
It's not set aside for food yet.
But it's food.
Okay, so why aren't the Arba Minim food? Why isn't Esrog considered food?
Who says it's not? We're talking about Sukkah now.
We're talking about the Sukkah. You might not be able to use an Esrog as a
Sukkah. It's different. It's not the normal thing to do.
First of all, just to address Shlomo's point, the Gemara does talk about using fruit as Sukkah, so why is that allowed? I thought fruits were Kabbalah Tumah. Because by fruit, there's a special din that has to be hukshel tumah, has to get wet in order to become tumah. So until it gets wet, it's not makabel tumah. So we're assuming it's not wet. Okay, but grain does not have that status. Grain is makabel tumah automatically. So why am I allowed to use it as chach?
Because it's going to get gross and you're not going to want to make it food?
Nope.
I don't know why.
Because, what do you think? There's more straw or there's more grain?
More straw.
So therefore,
it's inedible. The rove of it is not edible.
Right. So the grain is butzel barov. Right. Nullified in the majority.
Okay.
But wouldn't it have to be a 60th of it?
No.
No, that's butzel b'shishu. It only applies to meat and milk.
Not just meat and milk. That applies to when you're eating something, because we say 1/60th is the shear mesinas tam.
It doesn't apply to everything. It doesn't apply to chametz. Because it only applies to terebella. It doesn't apply to sarabella.
This is a complete side point, but what if there's something that's 1/60th, but it is something that's so strong tasting that you would be able to taste
it? The Gemara in Chulin discusses it. There's harif foods that are in batul shishim. I just learned this in Chulin. It goes, Tosavis cites like 7 different vegetables.
Obviously, we're not going to get into this now, but we're going to get into this.
Chulin 109 maybe?
Something in that area. I don't remember.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
What was the name of the Masechta?
Chulin. I can look it up later.
Okay.
Let's get it's in the Tosavis.
So batel b'shishim only applies when you're eating food. But so you say the grain is batel barov. Now I have another question. There's a rule called Ein Mevatlin Issur D'Chatchila, that if I have a substance that is not allowed, I cannot intentionally nullify it. For example, let's say I have, I'm making chicken soup. And I think I'll add a nice little consistency by putting a little milk in, less than a 60th. Am I allowed to do that?
No, batel shishim is only an accident.
Right.
It's only bidyavet accident.
So why am I allowed to build schach with grain if I'm going to be intentionally be mevatel the grain?
It's a different rule.
It's a
businesses. I think it's as simple as that.
What rule?
It's not. Okay, I think it's because it's not necessarily like a zeraisa. Because eating treif is, but contracting toma isn't. So if most of them won't contract toma, then it's probably okay.
Well, we learned the source for schach being kabbat toma.
That is a zeraisa. But you can rely on. I think you can rely on Rove for like a simple zeraisa.
A simple zeraisa? Why is it not simple zeraisa that that meat is without the milk, so I can put a little drop of milk in my chicken soup?
Because you're for sure eating it.
So? No, it's nullified. We say dafka not eating it. That's why.
Okay,
you're not.
I don't know. Do you know the answer?
So I have two answers.
Okay.
I asked this in Dafyomi Forum. One, there's a taz that says that when we say ivan, it's only if you care about it. Meaning the fact that I want the milk in the chicken soup, that's a problem. But here, I don't really care about the grain. I mean, seemingly the Gemara seems to say you do, because you don't want the grain scattered. I guess, because there it's war for the straw. I'm not sure.
Actually, why wouldn't you just beat the grain out of the stock and then use the stock?
You don't care.
Because you want the grain to hold the straw together. So the other answer I saw, which I like better, is that this isn't an isser. Just chach puzzle. There's no isser of
that. That's kind of what I was saying. That's kind of what I was getting at.
Like
it's different. It's not like it's wrong. It's just
exactly.
It's wrong, but it's different. I don't know. I couldn't put it into words, but I was thinking that.
I mean, like meat and milk. That's yeah. Awesome. There's no isser of having chach puzzle. It's just I gotta fix it.
Right.
And I can't send a sukkah otherwise.
All right, my turn.
So yeah. Wait, you'd be building a sukkah in which you could not sit.
Yeah, but it's not usher.
Right.
Yeah, but
it's usher. It's usher eating on pass on sukkahs, right? But it's
if
not.
You use grain.
Right. The high rule, it's not usher.
So then, it's not usher, but it's still not a valid sukkah, right?
Right, but usher means it's something that's not allowed.
Yeah, okay. Sure, fine.
Yeah, so it's possible, but it's not usher. Okay. Fine. All right. We're not done yet.
I know, I'm saying shushkov for that point.
Okay.
Let's continue so I can get my food soon.
Name of Manasseh Bar Gadda Tanai. Let's say of Manasseh Bar Gadda about this whole thing about the Yados, that's my focus tonight. Sanya Seichet to Enum Vehen to Enum. You have branches of figs with figs on them, Parchin of Enum, vines with grapes on them, Kashmetchi Bolim, straw with grain on it. Chavdei Tzimtzum are brooms with dates on them. Apparently they're called brooms. Kul anim psoilas ruba'al ha'ichlin. Kshera. If you have more of the bad than the food, i.e. the vine, the branch, whatever it is, so that's kosher v'schach. V'im la, but if not, psula. Acheirom, but others say, achi kashim rubin al yodos v'al ha'ichlin. No, the straw has to be more than the stem and the food. So again, I gave this example before. If I have, let's say, the vine is 30% of the composition, the stem is 21%, and the grape is 49%. So the first opinion would say, good or bad?
Good.
Why?
Because Rove is not edible.
Right, 51% to 49%. But the second opinion?
That wouldn't matter because it still encompasses it, right?
What?
It wouldn't matter because it still encompasses the other parts.
No. Then, according to the second opinion, it's
why?
Because at that point you're dealing with 30% versus 70%.
Right.
Because
here the yad is being counted with the food.
Okay. See, so my problem.
So right. There, that's the rule.
Fine.
That's an afkamina. So my law, Baka Mifligi, is this now what they're arguing about? Tamar Savar Yeshlein Yados. Tamar Savar Einlein Yados. So the one who says that that you need to have. That is how I guess, right? Yeah, the Acherim say that the Yados are part of the food. So produce of Schach does have Yados. But the Tanakama, who says that you just need the yados are part of the bad, means that produce that one kosher schach does not have yados of tuma. So the Rabbi Abba, Vadai Tanai, according to Rabbi Abba, remember where Rabbi Abba said, the whole thing about the Mevinas Tuma Veichot Sim Mevinay Tuma. Sorry, not that one. Rabbi Abba said, Habot Lagas ain't no yados. So seemingly, not seemingly, it seems pretty simple that he holds that it is the Machlokas Tanaim. Right. because he has to say he cannot hold Tanakama in this machlokes. But Rav Menashe bar Gadda meet Leon tonight. He can't say to machlokes tonight. So Amar Lecha Rav Menashe. Rav Menashe will say to you. Everyone agrees that if you cut produce for schach, that does not have yados l'tumah. You know what's the case? In this price, where you cut them for schach, for food, sorry, then you decide to use them for schach. We say, if you cut it for eating it, why does the Tanakama say it's not of yados? Because when you cut it for food, so food has yados. And if you want to say the Rabbanan say that when you decide to use it as schach, so you change your status from food, so no longer as a yad, can you cancel a designation of tuma? That's none. We learned in a Mishnah in Kalim. Kola Kalim, Atabi Yadalad, Yordan Lide Tuma Vimashav, Avain Olami Tuma San Elvishinai Maise. So they can become tummy through a machshava, become able to become tummy through a machshava, a thought, but they can only be removed from being makabel tumma through an action, not a thought. So maisa motzi miyad machshava. A physical act versus the effect of an act or a thought, but machshava ina motzia lo miyad maisa lo miyad machshava. A thought cannot reverse a thought, an action or a thought. So if someone was brought about through a thought, you cannot have a thought to change it. So once you have you designate something as food and it has a yad, and then you change your mind that you want it for a schach through a machshava, through a thought, so that doesn't remove its tumah status. So how can the Rabbanan say ein yados l'tumah?
You change it.
What?
In a way that would make it clearly not food.
Well, we didn't say that. We're assuming right now that you're only changing it with the thought. So we have to see. We will see tomorrow. Or Wednesday.
Because that's the next stop.
It's the next stop.